USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Prosecutors have dropped all the charges against Empire actor Jussie Smollett. Smollett spoke outside the Chicago courtroom after the emergency hearing was held in Chicago.
I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one. I would not be my mother's son if I was capable of one drop of what I've been accused of. This has been an incredibly difficult time, honestly one of the worst of my entire life. But I'm a man of faith, and I'm a man that has knowledge of my history, and I would not bring my family, our lives, or the movement through a fire like this.
Purdue Pharma is agreeing to pay $270 million in a settlement lawsuit from the state of Oklahoma amid the opioid crisis. The state's attorney general said the company helped fuel the crisis by marketing the OxyContin painkiller. The state claims the crisis has cost communities tens of millions of dollars for treatment and policing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
House Republicans are pushing Democrats to stop their investigations of President Trump. Talking with reporters on Capitol Hill today, Republican Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana says enough is enough. It's time to end all this.
There was over $20 million of taxpayer money that was spent on this investigation, and it completely vindicates President Trump.
Some Democrats are also holding out hope of possible obstruction of justice charges against President Trump as well. The latest report on the most stolen cars is out. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The new study for drivingtests.org ranks Nissan's new Altima as the most stolen new car on the market. The study ranks the Honda Civic the absolute favorite among car thieves. Thieves make off with about 45,000 of them each year, slightly more than Honda Accords. They have different tastes in different parts of the nation, though. Honda Accords are the most stolen vehicles on the East Coast, while Ford and Chevy pickups are the favorites for thieves in the South and the Midwest.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Liberty University won their first NCAA tournament game ever on Friday, beating Mississippi State. Now, they did lose on Sunday to Virginia Tech. And one of the things, though, that has a lot of people up in arms was the fact that there were people cheering against Liberty University based on their Christian values. Jerry Falwell Jr. is the president of Liberty University. He joins Fox News to talk about some of the backlash his university is receiving.
It's funny because I have lots of conservative friends who support universities who are, the faculty and staff are very liberal. Mayor Michael Bloomberg gave a speech at Harvard a few years ago and he chastised the Ivy League. He said, how can you give a fair and balanced education to these students when 96% of Ivy League faculty and staff donated to the Obama campaign? But in spite of that, I have lots of conservative friends who support liberal teams, and maybe conservatives are just more tolerant than liberal counterparts. You know, Liberty has never refused admission to gay students. We that's one of the things they accuse us of. We've never been segregated. When we were a young school, Bible school, the rules were stricter, but we found a good balance now. The students have more fun probably than at any other university without the party atmosphere.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.